Hey guys, how are you doing? I'm Ahmad and welcome to episode 5 of One Happy Podcast. In this episode, my colleague Tim records some interview about Drachma. Before that, let's listen to Nevis, one of our coordinators in One Happy Family. She will explain what Drachma is and how does it work.
Drachma used to be the money that they used in Greece before the euro, and now is the money that we use in One Happy Family. So every day you can take 2 drachmas if you are 12 years or older, and 1 drachma for children 11 or under. You can go to the shop in the afternoons and buy soap and shampoo, razors. You can get a haircut for 3 drachmas. You can get coffee. You can go to the tailor. The coffee is 2 drachmas, but we're starting a new system. If you bring your own cup that you can reuse, not a paper cup or a thin plastic cup, you get coffee for half price, 1 drachma.
Hello, Majid. How are you?
Hello, I'm okay. And you?
Fine, thank you. Where do you work here in One Happy Family?
Actually, I work at the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's nice job. It's easy. Sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's empty. So, yeah, I work at the coffee in One Happy Family.
And how many drachma? Because when coffee or tea?
Like from now we take like from the tea. It's only 1 drachma. Drachma, it's like, it's not money, but it's like fake money, like card, give it to the people. You can buy it, it's free, of course. So the tea, it will be 1 drachma. And the coffee or a cappuccino or chocolate or Nescafe, it will be 2 drachma.
Yeah. Thank you, Majid, so much.
You're welcome. Pleasures.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Thank you, I'm good. Yahya, what do you work here?
I'm working in the shop.
Yeah.
Shop is beside the bank.
Yeah.
And we have inside some stuffs for visitors and hygiene. It's like washing powder, shampoo, sabun, and many things that needed the visitors. And before they come to us, they should bring a ticket from the bank. It's one ticket per 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, they should take 1 ticket. This ticket let them enter to the shop, and also they should bring drachmas. This drachmas, it's, we use it like a currency that we give it, that we give them these stuffs I told you about, shower gel and washing powder and many things.
And how many drachma you can buy shampoo or?
For example, for shampoo, it's 10 drachmas, you will take 1 shampoo. And shower gel, it's big shower gel, like the, 2 liters of shower gel, it's 15 drachmas. And soap, 3 drachmas. Teeth brush, 1 drachma. Teeth paste, 1 drachma. And diapers, you should bring a ticket also from the bank. And this ticket, they will give you how many children that you have. If you have 2 children, I will give you 20, because if every child will take 10 diapers.
Yeah.
And every 10 diapers, 2 drachmas.
Yeah. Thank you, Yahya, and nice job, really.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you work here?
I'm working at the PlayStation.
Yeah. And how many drachma you take it? 1 people or 2 people?
We take from everyone 1 drachma.
Yeah.
Like for every match, 2 people they're playing, so it's 2 drachmas for match.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Now, Molly Briston will talk about the School of Peace.
Hi, I'm Molly Bernstein. I'm IsraAid's Head of Mission here in Lesbos, Greece. The School of Peace is run in a partnership between IsraAid, the Israeli Hashomer HaTzair Youth Movement, and Ajial, which is the Arab Educators Youth Movement in Israel. Run the School of Peace, serves 160 to 180 children daily. We teach our classes in four languages that are the mother tongue of the children here on the island. All of our teachers in the school are themselves refugees from the community. We teach in Kurdish, in Arabic, in Farsi, and in Congolese French. The children come on a daily basis for 4 hours a day. While they're here, they get two hot meals, and they learn a variety of subjects in their mother tongue, math, writing, reading, English, science, gym class, yoga, art, and all of that is taught by refugees, and all of it is taught in the children's mother tongue. Lesbos has approximately 4,000 children living in different kinds of situations in the camps and outside of the camps. There's a serious dearth in terms of how many educational frameworks are available for children. And it's incredibly difficult to access formal education. So because there are so many children that are outside of school, in order to invest in the future generation, it's important for us to provide a meaningful value-based education that doesn't just teach kids how to read and how to write, but also how to think critically, how to be leaders in their community, how to take responsibility for others, and also how to be positive in terms of their own identity, while also valuing the other's identity. So IsraAid's been on the ground here since 2015. The One Happy Family Community Center is an ideal partner for us because the founding values of One Happy Family are so rooted in these same ideas, in diversity, in empowering refugees to take part in and support their own community. And that's the kind of space we want to be a part of. In addition, it's really special that the children can come be at school during the day and the parents can come be in the center, and it's really giving a holistic kind of answer to all the needs and all the lack of infrastructure that does exist for refugees on this island.
Okay guys, it's time to listen to a short comedy about Drachma. One happy family drachma is going
crazy. One happy family drachma okashi to ko ittonna.
So yesh sarsom over a pool of one happy family dar barabar
dollar. One happy family drachma za zi cheng zi shu zheng zhang qiao guo ou ren he mei yuan.
Chancellor Merkel has called for an emergency meeting for all heads of state of the European Union to find a solution for the dramatic fall in the value of the euro against the One Happy Family drachma.
Good evening, and welcome to the After Afternoon Tea and Before Before Dinner Snack News. This is Shmita Schmilderschmerg, and you're listening to the Schmilderschmerg Report. Breaking news. The One Happy Family drachma has now risen to an all-time high this evening as it surpasses the value of the euro, dollar, and pound on the international currency exchange. Once a local currency used only at the community center, One Happy Family, to buy teas, coffees, and goods at their shop, we are now receiving reports that the drachma is now even more sought after than pure gold. NAFTA, NATO, the UN, the WTO, and the Dada are all expected to meet in their upcoming hours to discuss their plans of action to this currency crisis. But how did this crisis begin, you may ask? The black market for drachma has been operating since the currency has been in print. First, it was common crooks and miscreants at copy centers printing counterfeit copies. Then corruption moved to the highest level, with bills being siphoned off for under-table sales by the OHF's internal printer himself.
What? 20 euro for 100 drachma? No. That was the exchange 2 months ago. Now it's 50 to 100, my friend.
The situation quickly evolved into a nationwide issue. There was even a case several months ago of a grown man in Athens selling his best foot for 400 drachma. What a pity. This just in, we're receiving breaking news that the EU is considering to change their currency from the euro to the drachma. Here's a statement now directly from President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker.
The decision to change the currency has not been an easy one, but it is in the best interest of all citizens of the European Union that we unite over this new currency straight from our valued member state Greece, who before gave us our most powerful value of all, democracy.
This change of currency is expected to boost the Greek economy tenfold, putting it now as the largest economy in the world, above even the US and China. In a statement from the Chinese Minister of Finance made earlier this evening, it is rumored that the Chinese yuan will also be pegged to the drachma.
The government sees a great future in the great exchange of the one happy family drachma. We are proud to be a part of history in the making.
As the economic global power shifts away from the US and China, we are also seeing a shift of refugees back to their countries of origin. Now with drachma in hand, acquired during their stay at the community center, they are now considered amongst the richest nationals of their nations. We will continue to keep you updated on the latest developments on this story. This is Shmida Schmildersmurg saying ta-ta for now, Tiger.
This was episode 5. A special thanks to my best friends Odilia and Diana. Odilia was the main character of our comedy part in last 3 episodes, and Diana shared her idea about podcast and helped with script writing. It's not the end. These 2 amazing, beautiful guys did anything they can for me and for our podcast. They leave Lesbos very soon. I hope all the best for them. Also, a special thanks to Mindy, my English teacher. She is volunteer in One Happy Family, and also she helped our podcast a lot. Okay, guys. Have a great day. Take care. Bye.